This is JIS News. Coming up, more children with disabilities to access services of early stimulation program. Next parish meeting with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller set for St. Anne and government to assist local businesses in accessing international markets. The details after the break.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Come Wednesday, January 30, St. Anne residents will get a chance to speak directly with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, Local Government Minister Noel Arscott, and other government representatives. This as the Prime Minister and government officials are scheduled to attend the latest in a series of parish meetings organized by the Social Development Commission, SDC. The St. Anne meeting is a continuation of the initiative which started last year and is set for the St. Hilda's High School in Brownstown at 4 p.m. Since last year, over 70% of cabinet ministers have participated in the parish meetings.
The questions that have been asked, they have all been documented, and various ministers and ministries are dealing with some of the issues raised, the ones that can be addressed in the short term. They have been well attended, an average of 500 persons per forum, and in terms of questions, dealt with in excess of 30 questions per session. And of course, the Prime Minister has been the main speaker at all sessions.
Executive Director of the SDC, Dwayne Vernon. The meeting started in St. Catherine last October and will be held across all parishes. The series is part of the government's thrust to hold public sessions to promote accountability, transparency, and allow direct feedback and recommendations from citizens. More children with disabilities in the corporate area are set to receive attention as a result of the expansion of the Ministry of Labour's Early Stimulation Program, ESP. Under the Early Stimulation Program, child development officers are trained to work with children in five areas of child development: self-help skills, cognitive, social, emotional, and language development. Director of the ESP, Antonika Gunter-Gale, says the program has been extended to the Kingston 12 and 13 areas.
Approximately 52 children with special needs in these areas, the officers are visiting on a weekly basis to carry out the intervention. An intervention takes place in at least 5 years of the child's development.
The program caters to children from across the island. However, the majority of its beneficiaries are from Kingston at St. Andrew and Portmore, St. Catherine. The government will assist local companies to gain access to international markets. This assurance from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. He says Jamaica has the potential to not only become a global logistics hub, but also to offer value-added manufacturing.
The challenge now is for us to really believe in ourselves, to empower and invest in our workforce, continually improve our export performance in an increasingly competitive international environment, and to demonstrate the level of excellence that we see here.
Minister Hilton was speaking during a recent tour of Rainforest Seafood's new state-of-the-art facilities on Slipen Road in Kingston. The minister lauded the company's efforts to access markets in the European Union, the EU, and other parts of the world. And the minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, says the government has begun to lay the groundwork for the reform of the public sector pension scheme. The reform process is expected to yield a pension system that is more affordable, sustainable, and provides adequate retirement benefits. Minister Daly says the proposed system will be consistent with international standards and best practices.
It will include the electronic delivery of information on pensioners, as well as the calculation of pension benefits. This will lead to a reduction in the cost of administration and facilitate the gathering of data that will result in more reliable projections.
Several key indicators are being developed as part of the reform process, including improvements in the administrative structure and the training of persons to become experts in pension administration. That was the JIS News. I'm Enthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.